Good evening, everybody. Thank you for your presence here tonight. And let's see if I've got, oh yes, got that. So happy that you are here for our time together in worship and study of the Lord's Word. So let's begin with a brief prayer and then we'll get into our time in the Word tonight. Let's bow. Almighty Father, grant us peace. Stir love in our hearts. Give us your joy. Forgive us of our sins. Help us to forgive those that have sinned against us. This world and all that is in it belongs to you. Help us to surrender our hearts to your keeping. Help us to see you more clearly, to know you more deeply, and to follow you more loyally. It is with great respect and reverence that we speak to you tonight. And as we enter into a reading of your word, help us to be people who hear and do. In Jesus' name, amen. Two Sunday nights ago, we looked at Moses encountering the voice of the burning bush on Mount Sinai and how that voice revealed himself to be Yahweh, the God of Abraham and the God of all creation, the great I Am. He revealed his character to Moses in a beautiful statement of him being a God of great mercy and compassion and forgiveness, but also justice. Last Sunday night, we took that lesson and we built on it and discovered that thematically in the Bible, God wants us to come to know who He is. That's what the Bible is God's revelation of Himself, His self-disclosure. It is a portrait of who God is, truly. And it is only whenever we allow God to reveal Himself to us and we look at what He said about Himself deeply and seriously that we can truly come to know God for who He is, rather than fabricating visions of God in our minds that are lopsided or one-dimensional, which essentially becomes an idol or a caricature of God rather than the true God Himself. So we continue along that line tonight, and I think we'll in weeks to come on Sunday nights, saying, okay, if I'm going to serve who God truly is, and God wants me to know Him experientially, He wants me to have this relationship with Him, but the only way to know Him experientially, I've got to first see Him clearly as He's revealed Himself to be, so that I'm in a relationship with the true God and not some false idol version of God, then we're going to be looking in the next few weeks about what God reveals Himself to be in Scripture from various aspects. So, we start looking at that tonight. And I just want to start this way. Who is God, really? To see God clearly, I think we have to first begin with what His inherent role is, what His inherent position is, in the universe. What is that? God is the supreme ruler of all things. That's first. There is nothing in all of creation, in all of reality, in all of existence, that is beyond His awareness. There is nothing that is outside of the scope of His direction and His control. So if we want to see God clearly, we have to come to terms with exactly who it is we're dealing with here. And the magnitude of Him being the source point of everything. When we meditate deeply on who God reveals Himself to be, we need to meditate on simply listening to God speak. I think we get into trouble, and maybe the reason we sometimes don't come to know God personally the way we want to is because we've never actually seen Him clearly. We've gotten dim pictures of Him that have been handed to us from people rather than just letting God speak and tell us who He is. So I want to invite you tonight to do something with me. I want to invite you this is going to require something of you tonight. I would like to think that you do this every time that you hear a sermon, but I'm not so naive. So I want to invite you to do something especially focused. And that is, I want you to heighten your awareness tonight. I want you to make a concerted effort tonight. I mean, I know how easily distracted we can all be. I think I've almost got everybody right now. I'm looking. I don't think I see anybody on their phone or looking down at a songbook. All right, so I think I've got almost everybody. But, you know, that's hard to maintain, and, you know, we get distracted very easily. But I want to really encourage you tonight to really kind of pull together with a laser intensity your focus and listen closely to God as He reveals Himself to you through the words of His Scripture. And I want to invite you to allow the words that you focus on right now to descend down on your awareness and stir your imagination and captivate your heart. Are you ready? Listen to God tell you who He is. First Chronicles 29, 11 through 13. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from You. You are the ruler of all things. In Your hands are strength and power to exalt and to give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. Although God exercises ultimate power over all reality, He is tenderly involved in the lives of each of His children. First Timothy 6, 15 through 16. God, the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, who alone is immortal and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see, to Him be honor and might forever. Amen. Jeremiah 32, 17. Ah, Sovereign Lord, You have made the heavens and the earth by Your great power and outstretched arm. Nothing is too hard for You. Psalm 145, 1 through 7. I will exalt You, my God, the King. I will praise Your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise You and extol Your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends Your works to another. They tell of Your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of Your majesty. And I will meditate on Your wonderful works. They tell of the power of Your awesome works. And I will proclaim Your great deeds. They celebrate Your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of Your righteousness. Ephesians 1, 19 to 23. His incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is the same as the mighty strength He exerted when He raised Christ from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under His feet and appointed Him to be head over everything for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills everything in every way. Isaiah 40. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of His hand? Or with the breath of His hand marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance? Who can fathom the Spirit of the Lord, or instruct the Lord as His counselor? Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded? He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and its people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy, and He spreads them out like a tent to live in. He brings princes to naught and reduces the rulers of this world to nothing. No sooner are they planted, no sooner are they sown, no sooner do they take root in the ground than He blows on them and they wither. And a whirlwind sweeps them away like chaff. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes and look to the heavens. Who created all these? He who brings out the starry host one by one and calls forth each of them by name. Because of His great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing. These verses, and many, many more in the Bible, show us this. God is the supreme ruler of the universe. And yet, He is tenderly involved in the lives of each of His children. The early church leader, Augustine, I think he was right when he wrote the words, God loves each of us as if there were only one of us. As human beings, you and I, we only have a limited capacity to be able to give our full attention to maybe one person at a time or a few people at a time. I mean, it's hard to even sit through a 25-minute sermon and give your full attention to one person. Or to sit through an entire conversation with someone and not let your mind wander. And yet God, the supreme ruler of the universe, has the ability to give His full attention to every one of us all at once. God shows no favoritism. Each one of His children is His favorite. Taste the goodness and the tenderness of the Lord as you listen to these scriptures. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Isaiah 66:13. As a mother comforts her children, says the Lord, so I will comfort you. Ephesians 2:4. But God was merciful. We were dead because of our sins. But God loved us so much that He made us alive with Christ. And God's wonderful kindness is what saves you. Lamentations 3:22-23. the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Deuteronomy 10, 17 through 19. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and accepts no bribes. He defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow, and loves the foreigner residing among you, giving them food and clothing. And you are to love those who are foreigners, for you yourselves were foreigners in Egypt. Psalm 147, verse 3. God heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 86 and verse 5. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to everyone who calls upon you. Matthew 10, 29 through 31. What is the price of two sparrows? One copper coin? But not a single sparrow can fall to the ground without your Father knowing it. The very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable to God than a whole flock of sparrows. God wants you and me to come to know Him personally. But to know Him personally, to fall in love with Him individually, to know Him in a deep, intimate, and connected way, you first have to know who He is, who He's revealed Himself to be. You have to listen to God tell you who He is. And when you listen to God's self-disclosure of Himself in Scripture, it may challenge you and me to realign our picture of who we know God to be. Tonight, what we've seen from God's own words is that He is the supreme creator, the supreme ruler of all creation, and He is a tender lover of all of His children. He is our Father who is in heaven. He is Abba, Father. Because of the majesty and the tenderness of God, our God, we can effectively say to our God respectfully, but intimately, Yes, sir. My daddy. God invites us to know Him in all of His majesty and grandeur that is so far beyond us that we should absolutely fall on our faces before His glory. But He invites us in tenderness to approach Him and to know Him. The supreme ruler of all creation who loves every one of us as if it were just one of us. That's a small glimpse. There's more to see, but that's a partial glimpse of who God is. We'll try to explore some other aspects of Him again next Sunday night. God wants you to know Him, and if you don't know Him tonight, we want to do anything we can to help you. We're all on the same journey to try to know the true God that made us. And so we're in this community of believers together who are seeking to know God daily in our own lives and to further let God speak to us and tell us who He is. So tonight, if you need some help to come to know Him better, if we can pray for you, or maybe you're ready to start the journey, we'd like to talk to you about how you do that. If we can help you in any way, come to Him as we stand and sing.